The box was emptied on a table in the law library. Beach and Yarber began sifting through its contents while Argro, their new client, watched with feigned interest. "Where's the sentencing report?" Beach asked, scratching through the pile. "I want to see the indictment," Yarber mumbled to himself. They found what they wanted, and both settled into their chairs for a long afternoon of reading. Beach's choice was quite dull. Yarber's, however, was not. The indictment read like a crime narrative. Argro, along with 7 other bankers, 5 accountants, 5 securities brokers, 2 lawyers, 11 men identified only as drug traffickers, and 6 gentlemen from Colombia, had organized and run an elaborate enterprise designed to take drug proceeds in the form of cash and turn them into respectable deposits. At least $400 million had been laundered before the ring was infiltrated, and it appeared as though their man Argro was right in the thick of things. Yarber admired him. If half the allegations were true, then Argro was a very smart and talented financier. Argro became bored with the silence and left to stroll around the prison. When Yarber finished reading the indictment, he interrupted Beach and made him read it. Beach enjoyed it too.
"Surely," he said, "he's got some of the loot buried somewhere."
"You know he does," Yarber agreed. $400 million, and that's just what they could find."
"What about his appeal?"
"Doesn't look good.
The judge followed the guidelines. I see no error."
"Poor guy.
Poor guy my ass. He'll be out 4 years before me."
"I don't think so, Mr. Beach. We've spent our last Christmas in prison."
Beach placed the indictment back on the table, then stood and paced around the room.
"We should have heard something by now," he said,
very softly, though no one else was there.
"Patience?
But the primaries are almost over. He's back in Washington most of the time. He's had the letter for a week."
"He can't ignore it, Hatley. He's trying to figure out what to do, that's all."